Welcome everybody, Shia number 1109. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe, and the Refuah Shlema Hilna Bas Friedel, and the Refuah Shlema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Zereya, planting. So, an interesting question. People sometimes have gardens in front of the house, and they have a sprinkler system. So, of course, we understand to put on a sprinkler system that you can't do. I want to put on the sprinklers on Shabbos, right? It's dry, it hasn't rained in a while, and now it's Shabbos, and I'll open up the faucet. There's no lights, there's no digital readouts, there's no problem. I'm just going to open up the faucet, and it'll water my lawn. The sprinkler will automatically water my lawn. That, of course, cannot be done. But the question is, I want a good, so I can do it on Shabbos, so I'll leave it from before Shabbos. I'm leaving it running from before Shabbos. Is there a problem? People, let's say they walk by, they see the sprinkler system is on. Is there a problem with that? How do the poskim look at that in halacha as far as having a sprinkler system running on Shabbos? So, interestingly enough, the Sefer Shabbat Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa in Perek Chavav, we'll see also in the Sefer Lamentes Malachas brings them down, in Perek Chavav, and it's in the old edition, it's Ois Ches 8. And he brings out over there, Lamaisa, that sprinkler systems may be turned on before Shabbos. And then they'll be left on, they're being left over Shabbos. In other words, I want to leave my sprinkler system go. I put it on before Shabbos. I did nothing on Shabbos. And I'm leaving it going on Shabbos. So Itaka brings down, to leave it on over Shabbos in order to irrigate the field or the garden or whatever the case might be. That would be okay. And interestingly enough, so he brings down the ice, somebody's going to walk by, they'll see, well, the sprinkler system's going, maybe the guy put it on Shabbos, and he's not allowed to, so it's a question of Maris Ayin, or Hashmos Kol, or whatever the case might be. So they bring down over here, he brings down the Sefer Lamentes Malachas, we'll read in the English shortly, but he brings in Ha'ara number 64, does the Sefer Lamentes Malachas from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, and also from the Sitz Eliezer, he brings down that there's no he says the loy havi bezeh iser mishum avsha milsa oizilusa the Shabbos mishum. He says because of the case we learned this whole thing out from the Meir Chaim. They used to grind up these type of mills with water, whatever, be it as it may, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now, but they used to make noise, that's the problem, it was making noise, but they bring down over here it's only a gather of that people see it, and there's no real noise coming out, as opposed to we spoke about last time, possibly alarm clocks, and these are questions of noise. We spoke all about that, but be it as it may, over here you're only dealing with a question of the question of seeing, and there's no noise. Okay, but putting that aside, so they bring that Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa to sell the Ezer. They bring down as far as that goes, as far as the Avshamil Sashmos Kol, these type of things would not be a problem. Okay, so now just to read in the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 273, he says like this, a lawn sprinkler may not be turned on during Shabbos, which we understand, because obviously you'll be watering the garden, which is not allowed to be done. However, if the sprinkler was turned on before Shabbos, it may be left on during Shabbos, so a person could just leave it running. Similarly, to leave a light, it's as though one is leaving on a light that was switched on before Shabbos. Okay, the same type of concept, actually. He says like this, the sprinkler may be turned off even. He goes even further, and he brings this also from Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, said that the sprinkler may even be turned off during Shabbos. Again, assuming the fact that there's no malach involved, there's no, sometimes there's a digital readout, there's lights, or whatever the case is on the system. But if it's a manual faucet, so the sprinkler may be turned off during Shabbos. Somebody just turns off the faucet. You're allowed to turn off a faucet from the sink. And the Maisi brings it down again from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. It says it in the same place that the sprinklers may be turned off even on Shabbos itself. And the person could ask, well, one second. I'm not allowed to turn on a sprinkler because that is Zereya planting, right? I'm watering my garden, so I can't turn it on. I can just leave it on from before Shabbos, but I'm allowed to turn it off once it's going, as long as there's no other malachas involved. I'm allowed to turn it off. Maybe that's Kaitzer. Maybe that's a problem of Kaitzer. So we spoke about in the past that that's not koitzer. Koitzer is mamish uprooting something from its living source, but this is just you're just stopping the water. You're not doing anything. You're just stopping a source of life that's going, a source of nutrition that's going onto the plant itself. So that, to turn it off, as long as there's nothing else involved, would not be a problem. He does bring down, though, does the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachis from the Chazon Ish, from others, that at the time when somebody, if this, for whatever reason, the person has to turn it off, they should be careful to turn it off all the way. Turn it off all the way. To let it leak out. In other words, to make it less. You can't stop making it less, and make that you can't do, because then you're running into a problem making it less, making it more. So he just says, when you turn it on, make sure you turn it off, shut it all the way, and that's it. And another thing to keep in mind, that a person knows, well, the sprinkler's going, and it's going very little, so I'll increase the water flow. That you can't do that either, obviously, because that's also part of watering the garden, just because of the fact, good, I put on the sprinklers one thing, but now I'll increase the water that I put on from before Shabbos. That you can't do either. So you turn it off, if need be, somebody has to turn it off, and there's no other malach involved, like we said, like digital readouts and lights and these type of things. You shut the valve 1, 2, 3, and that's Lefi, this is how he brings it down, Sefer Lamed Tes Malachis, B'Shem Major Gedolim. Now, he does say one other thing, which is probably not so applicable, but just to read it, excuse me, so people should know, irrigation, he brings down all this on page 273, does the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachis, that irrigation systems on farms may also be left operating on Shabbos. However, shutting the valves may involve halachic questions. May involve halachic questions. Again, I'm not a farmer, I'm not so familiar, but this could be more problematic in certain instances, as shutting down one valve will increase the water pressure in the remaining outlets still open. So, I don't know how these things work, but that's what he's saying. In other words, allowing a greater spurt of water in those locations. In other words, apparently if you have various different outlets whereby the water comes out, if you shut down one of them on these farm systems, it'll increase the pressure on the other openings. So, of course, you can't do any action of increasing pressure going onto the field or going onto the garden or whatever it might be. So that one has to be extremely careful not to do. In this case, it says that shutting it down, if it's like in a farm type of a system, that one can do. But what we spoke about before, the sprinkler system may be turned off on Shabbos. That's when somebody has a garden. You give one turn, it's off, and that's it, and the case closed. But if it's a whole system, that's already problematic. And in these cases, Itaka brings down that the main valve should be shut off first, if it's in conjunction with these big farm systems, or if it's a big garden, possibly could be the same thing, that they have to be careful to turn off the main valve, not to turn off like one small valve and then the other valve will push a little bit harder, that's running into a problem. But if need be, somebody has this type of irrigation system that they have to deal with on Shabbos, a competent Rav should preferably be consulted in any case he brings down to double check with it. But in the case of the small gardens, we said that was not a problem, but in these bigger systems, a Rav should be, spoken to and find out how to work with it. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Brocha Kol Tuv.